Hello.
Meryl, hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Monica Samaya, good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabatoa.
I'm going to mute.
Okay. Anabatoa. Gedula chemincha tati terura. Aleph ben gimel yutat zavi. Kabel rinat amcha sadvenu tacharenu no ra. Krishayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehutsa Kivavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Tacharem Rahame Sikatcha Tami Gamlem. Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adatach. Et Kufet Et Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatach. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodeya Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadiyut Kaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alavim, Noseawon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar that comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Erchimud Hilud Hilu Erchimud Le'ata L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanei Nam Dekucha Berichu koma diave leila witata kolaihu kishot biovada dikshot beleilach mila bialma divae barnash ledach yaleya mineya ulam haga beya kalana tehakulu ovada. Tik shoti nun wikolai spirit be alma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, as the aspect on a revealed energy of compensation, and on concealed energy of shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to these energies. One of these verses, the verse we'll study tonight, is from Isaiah. It's chapter 43, verse 17. Amotzi orekev vasus ha'il vizuzi Yavdav yishivu v'al yakumu Dakuka shita kavu. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to that verse. The one verse that we study from the Tanakh that connects to this energy of peace in the Middle East. By studying verse 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wasamti makom leami li Israel untati vishakam tafta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosipu vene avlala anoto ka asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God using the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilahalae aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe ya. Yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa behe la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he wa he a a yo re ta shi a he reyo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da la nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he 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 re he wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. The 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he se se wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu ta. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ka wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Dam he be me ka ko a la a he se wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Today is the 29th day of Kislev, Sadiqim who chose to leave this day. Rabbi Abraham Meuchat, Rabbi Abraham ben Rabbi Nach ben Chazan, Rabbi Tzvi Mordechai ben Rabbi Abraham Moshe Apeshecha, Rabbi Aryeh Levbish, Halevi Horowitz of Stanislav, Rabbi Aaron Shimon Shapiro, Rabbi Hiskia ben David de Silva, Rabbi Gedalia of Linitz, Rabbi Baruch Hager, Rabbi Yitzhak Shmuel Eliyahu Finkler, Rabbi Yisrael of Zeitin and Rizin, Rabbi Shlomo David Kahana, Rabbi Zusha Walter, we will now connect to the Ani meditation as we climb the tree of life. Malchut, Yo Aheni wa Yohei, Yo Aheni wa Yohei, Yo Aheni wa Yohei. Yisod, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu. Od, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu, Yu Ahuni wu Yohu. Netzach, Yi Ahini wu Yohi, Yi Ahini wu Yohi, Yi Ahini wu Yohi. Tiferet, Yo Ahuni wu Yohu, Yo Ahoni wo Yoho, Yo Ahoni wo Yoho. Gevura, Yeach Niwi Yoch, Yeach Niwi Yoch, Yeach Niwi Yoch. Hesed, Yeah Heniwe Yohe, Yeah Heniwe Yohe, Yeah Heniwe Yohe. Bina, Ye Aheni Weyohei, Ye Aheni Weyohei, Ye Aheni Weyohei. Bina, Ye Aheni Weyohei, Ye Aheni Weyohei, Ye Aheni Weyohei. Hakma, Ya Ahani Wayoha, Ya Ahani Wayoha, Ya Ahani wa Yoha. Keter, Ya Ahani wa Yoha, Ya Ahani wa Yoha, Ya Ahani wa Yoha. The Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Vaydaber Elohim et yom et kol ha-devarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem, Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim lo yihye lecha. Elohim acherim al panai lo taseh lecha. Pesel we call to Muna Asher Bashamayim Mima Alvea Asher Baaret Mitahat We Asher Bamayim Mitahat Laaret Lotishtakawu Lachem Willotavdem Kianochi Hashem Elohecha El Kana Okeda Won Avot Albanim Al Shileshim We all rebaim Lishonai Veosechesed, La Lapim La Ohavai, Ushomre Mitzvotai, Lotisai et Shem Hashem, Elohecha Lashav. Kilo Vinake Hashem et Koashe Isa et Shemol Ashav Zahor et Yom HaShabbat Lakat Shoshet Yamin Tavon Viasita Komalach Techa Yom Hashvi Shabbat Lashem Elohecha, lo ta'aseh kol melacha, ata uvincha, uvitecha avdecha, v'yamadcha uchemtecha, v'gercha asher bisharecha, ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem. Et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz, et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam. V'ayanach b'yom ha-shvi'i, al kein b'erach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat. V'ayikach shehu kabed et avicha, v'et imecha l'ma'an yarikun. Yamecha al ha'adama, asher Hashem Elohecha, noten lach lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo ta'ane bereacha, et shakir lo tachmod beit reecha, lo tachmod eshet reecha. V'yavdo v'yamato v'shoro v'chomoro v'kol asher l'reecha. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. The Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. Now for the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class this evening. And we all say Amen. We all madiv rakirute viam lich balkute bechayechonu viomechonu bechaye di kol beit Yisrael. Bagalah vizman kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yipar v'yipromam v'yitnaseh v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal sh'meidekucha v'eilamin kol birkata v'shirata tushvechata v'nechemata da'amiran b'alma yehei shlama rabba min shamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Today's class is a Zohar class from the Parasha of Miketz. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When that landing page opens up, it's in the first row in the right-hand column of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When the landing page opens up, it's a list of all of the Parashas. Scroll down to the Parasha of Miketz. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 2A. And we will start at Pasuk 20. But we will need to say L'shem Yehud once again, since we grounded the energy of the first L'shem Yehud when we said the Baruch Shem. L'shem Yehud Kutshabrichu Ishkinte Birchilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu Le'ahda L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lo Lasok Torah Mitzvah V'ayim Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Konenei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Konenei. Pasuk 20. Utachatse hahu nahar sheva dargin ishakyan vihit barkan mine avileni nun yefot mare uriot basar petirena bahu vihibura beach vabta Tila Ishtakach Bahu Beho Peroda Bekulu Lishabacha Kaimin Deho Kohe Hane Dargin Shevat Dikada Maran Razaihu Kada Aviat Tikulu Ushabacha kaimin deha kole hane Dargin shevadika amaran Razaihu kada avi et shevad hanarot Haruyot latet la mi beya hamelech v'gomer V'yad sheva parot yefot Mare v'lakavel Daketiv shivat hasarisim Hamshartim et penei hamelech v'gomer. The translation: come and see. From that river, namely Yesod, the seven grades of the Nukva, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, in her, that were extending from her, and were situated in the world of Bria, are watered and blessed by it. These are the seven, well-favored and fat of flesh cows, who fed in the reed grass, that is, they fed together in friendship. And there was no separation among them. All of them stand to be praised, for there is no nourishment for the other side. For these seven grades are the mystery of the verse, and the seven maids chosen to be given her out of the king's house, which refers to the seven temples of Briah, all of which are praiseworthy. And so are the seven cows, well favored, all to be praised in contrast. The seven chamberlains who served in the presence of the king are not to be wholly praised, for they include a portion of the powers of defilement, which is the secret of the seven lean cows. My commentary. Each word in the Torah refers to a sephirot. This Zohar is helping us to understand the sephirot in the dream that Pharaoh received, and this dream related to his nation, the nation of Mitzrayim. Pasuk 21. Yitzhak amar sheva parot atovot dargini nun ilayin alacharani pusheva haparot harayot dargin acharani biltata ilayin mesitra dikdusha ilayin mesitra Dim Sava. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, the seven good cows are grades, superior to other grades, whereas the seven ill-favored cows are the grades below. The upper ones are on the side of holiness, and the lower beings on the side of defilement. My commentary. The seven good cows are related to Bina, while the seven ill-favored cows are related to Malchut. Pasuk 22. Sheva Hashibalim Rabbi Yehuda Amar ilein kalad akadalmai, inun davin begin di nun, misitra demina diktiv, beya kito. We ilein bishin, inun teletata minaihu sheva, hashivalim. Elaine inun mesitra dedaku. Elaine mesitra dimsavu. The cool who dargin kaimin. Elaine al elaine elaine. Likabel elaine. The cool who kasama paro. The shell mea. The translation. The 7 ears of grains, Rabbi Yehuda said that the first 7 ears are good because they are of the right side about which it is written it was good. The ill and thin 7 ears are beneath them. The 7 good ears are on the side of purity, and the ill ones are on the side of impurity. These grades all stand on top of each other, against each other. Pharaoh saw all of them in his dream. My commentary. We have Bina of Bina with the 7 good cows and Malchut of Bina with the ill-favored cows. Then we move into Zeranfin with the good ears of corn and finally Yesod of Zeranfin and Malchut of Zeranfin with the ill-favored ears of corn. Without the Zohar, we could not decode the Sephirot associated with the dreams. Do you look to understanding your dreams through the Sephirot? Pasuk 23. Amar Rabbi Yesa Wekilehahu Chayava Deparo Achsilyan Leya Kohane Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda Kegavna Dilhon Kamadeka Madev Dargin Al Dargin Elaine Lekabel Elaine Vilain Al Elaine Vihu Kamabe The translation. Rabbi Yessa asks, how could they have shown the evil Pharaoh all these graves? Rabbi Yehuda answers, he only saw their likeness, not the graves themselves. For there are graves upon graves, all stand on top of each other, of which Pharaoh saw only their images. My commentary. The Zohar is teaching that there are external images in dreams, as well as internal images in dreams. Knowing this is an important help in deciphering a dream. Pasuk 24. V'hataninan d'hakimadihu barnash. Hake achziyu leya bechel meya, v'hake chame v'nishmata, hake salkat v'ishtamoda. Kol chad v'chad kefum dargeya, ki itkachate. Leya ugin kach baro. Kama kita chazelea wilayatir. The translation. We have already learned that a man is shown things in his dreams according to his character. As his soul ascends, he will perceive that which he deserves according to his grade. Pharaoh therefore saw what he was worthy of seeing and no more. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written. It is also important to learn a spiritual system law. When someone goes up during sleep, they can only go as so high based on their spiritual level. They cannot reach that ultimate level for the level they are at, but they cannot go over their current spiritual level. Learn this well for the interpretation of your own dreams. Remember, you are the best person to interpret your own dreams. Pasuk 25. Vayhi miketz v'gomer ribi chizkiya patach v'yamar l'kol zaman v'et l'kol chefetz tachat hashamayim tachatzei koma de'avad kuchya barichu l'tata l'kol ha'shawe zimna Uzman katsu ziman shave linchora ulchashoka zimna shave linchora bishar amin beinun shaltin hashta al alma zimna shave lachashoka Deihu galuta de Israel tachot shaltanuta. Bilchon zimna shawe. Uchabarichu lekola begin kach lekol. Zaman ve'et lakol chefetz. Mai ve'et lakol chefetz zimna. Vidan hu lekola. Lekol hahu reuta di ishtakach letata. The translation. And it came to pass in the end, Rabbi Chizkia began with the verse, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Come and behold what the Holy One, blessed be He, did below. He set a time for everything and fixed a term for it. He fixed a term for light and darkness. He set a time for light for all the nations, except Israel, which now have mastery over the world. And He set a time for darkness when Israel are in exile and under the dominion of the other nations. The Holy One, blessed be He, appointed a season for all, and therefore to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. He asks, what is the meaning of a time to every purpose? And He replies, it means a time and season for everything that is below. That is, all the goodness found below has a set time and set season. My commentary. The light must find the correct vessel at the correct time. If the light is wrong for the vessel, or if the time is wrong, the good is lessened and the negativity is increased. Always know that the good one receives in this world is less than it could be, since it is not the season of the world that is coming. Pasuk 26. Davar acher vi et lekol chefetz, mai et kediktiv et lasot lashem, chayferu toratecha, uktiv al yavo, lekol et el hakodesh, v'inu ihu darga, Mimana v'haukmuha, ugin kach etihu, mimana lekol chafetz, tachat hashamayim, vayehi miketz shenatayim, yamim misitra dehahu ketz l'tikoshet, Chama paro bechel meya, umitaman yada, mitgalei leyahu chelma. The translation. Another explanation for, and a time to every purpose. He asks, what is time? And he answers, it is the same as mentioned in the verses. It is time to act. For Hashem, they have made void your Torah, and that He come not at all times into the holy place. This is the great appointed to lead the world, namely the Nukva, and has already been explained. Therefore, the scriptures explain that time, the Nukva, is appointed over every purpose under the heaven. And it came to pass at the end of 2 years refers to the sign of the end of darkness. For He set an appointed time for light and darkness that Pharaoh had seen in his dream. This is where he derived his knowledge from, and the dream was revealed to him. My commentary. This Zohar is explaining that time is a form of malchut. It is mahut of the process of moving from cause to effect. It is important to understand this as you grow in Kabbalah. We think of time as a moment in time, yet it is a moment in a process of many moments. That's the end of our class. Are there any questions? I remind you that Rosh Chodesh starts tomorrow at sunset. Our Rosh Chodesh events will start Motzi Shabbat. And Rosh Chodesh is 2 days. There will also be a special study Sunday night at 5 p.m. West Coast time. That special study is for Zot Hanukkah. Come and learn. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol Chag Sameach. Have a beautiful Shabbat. And Zot Hanukkah. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.